on the two dots about 10 lines down. A guest is still chayiv in the Ner Chanukah. So originally, Reb Zera said, well, it was by the base medrash. I just joined in, giving a couple coins to the innkeeper to let him light for me. After I got married, now I don't need to do so because they're lighting for me inside my house. He wasn't with his wife, but his wife would light for him, and that was good enough. I'm Rishu ben Levi. Every type of oil is good for a ner. However, olive oil is the best. Abai says originally, Rabba, my Rebbe, used to go after sesame seed oil. Amar Hai Mashach Nuri Tvei, he said this has a good way of pulling in the light, and it's allowed, it pulls in the oil really well. Once he heard the statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi that everything is that Shem Zayis is min amuchar, then he went after olive oil. Omar Haitzel and Uhur Tvei, and he said the reason why is because it's a clearer light. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol Shemanim Yafin Ladiyo, Shem Zayis min amuchar, all oils are good for ink. When it comes to making ink, but olive oils are the best. What are you talking about exactly? When we say that it's good for the inks themselves, I'm talking about legavil, in other words, in order to mix it together and to make it there, or la'ashen, right? Is it something which you make some type of smoke in which the olive oil is used in order to blacken it and cause something to happen to make it a little blacker? So which part are you talking about? So Tashma, Ditanu, Shmoa, Rezochi, Kol, Shmoni, Yafan, Lidio, all oils are good for ink. Shem, Zayz, Merucha, olive oil is the best, being the gavel and the ashen, for both, for gavel and ashen, to mix it together as well as to make the blackness. Rishmoa, Rezochi, Masni, Halki, Kol, Shem, Yafan, Lidio, all smoke is good for ink. Shem, Zayz, Merucha, but the olive oil smoke is even better. And Rahuna, Kol, Shrafni, Yafan, Lidio, anything that's burned is completely good for Dio. Sarf Katap Yafim Mikulum, and sap is one of the best that's for all of them. Amrachib Rashi Amarav. Hamadik Ner Shachanak Zorach Levarach. If somebody lights the Ner Chanak and needs to make a bracha, Rav Yirmiyah Amar Haro Ner Shachanak Zorach Levarach. Rav Yirmiyah says, as somebody who sees the Ner Chanak and needs to make a bracha, Rav Yirmiyah Yom Rishon Rom Levarach Beis and Levarach Levarach Shtayim. On the first day, somebody who sees the lights but doesn't light them makes two brachos. Somebody who lights them makes three brachos. From that point on, Madlik Levarach Shtayim, the guy who lights it makes two brachos. Rom Levarach Achas, the guy who sees it makes one bracha. Which one do we take off? Which one is the one that isn't said on the second day? Mimayitzman, Shachyanu is the one that you don't say after that. Benimet Nes, why not take out Shal Sanisim? Nes Kol Yumi, you say, no, Shal Sanisim you can make every single day. Mimavarach, what bracha should you make? Mimavarach, Asher Kedisham Zavzvon L'Hadlik Ner Shulchanaka. So you make the bracha of Asher Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner, Asher Kedisham Zavzvon L'Hadlik Ner Shulchanaka to light the Ner of Chanaka. Ve'echin Tzivanu, where did Hashem command us? After all, this is a Durabana, not a Doraisa, or a Vavi, or a Lo Sasur. It's a Pasuk in Devarim Yud Zayin Yirauf, that Lo Sasur Mikosha Yegidu Chal Yomer. Well, don't turn away from what the rabbis tell you. Renachami Yomer, Sha'alavich, Yagerich, Vizekinach, Yomer Lach. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders, and they will tell you as well, right? And that idea as well, that's the idea of Durabanans. Okay, so that's the brachas you should make. Masa Ravamra, Ravamra as the kasha, Ademai, Mavro Mishtatim, Mavorchon, Lom, Mavzamin, Lom, Mavrishon, Lom, so Arum, Benesh, Mashos. So if you have Demai, Demai is something which you know that Truma was taken off of, but you're not sure the Amiratim knew to take off Maestros from, so you're not sure if it's still Tevel or not, right? If Maestros are taken off, then it's fine, but if Maestros weren't taken off, then it's not fine, it's still tevel, right? So we call that demai, we can say we don't know exactly what it is. Ma'orvimbo, you can use it for an erev. Mishtatvo, you can use it for a sheet of mavos, in other words, to join together a bunch of people in a mavoi to be considered like one. Mavorchon lov, you can make a bracha on it. Mizamon lov, in other words, you bench on it. Mizamon lov, you can make a zimun on it. That's not a problem whatsoever. Mafrishin also arum, and you can take it off while a person is unclothed, ubenish mashos, as well as benish mashos of Shabbos itself, because it's not full ma'aser b'yimartikol, mi rabbanon bo yibracha, but every rabbanon needs a bracha, halcha ki ka'arum ha'yecha b'varach, but over here we're saying that a person could do it while he's naked, how can he make a bracha then? Minu v'hai machnacha kadosh, you need your camp to be holy, v'laka, amar v'hai vadai divrayim bo yibracha, if it's a vadai, midrabanan, then you need a bracha, right? If it's vadai, there's something wrong, then you need a bracha. Suffik didrayim lo bayi bracha, but it's a suffik didrayim, and that's what demai is. It's a suffik midrabanan. We don't need a bracha. By yamtiv sheni, what about yamtiv sheni? Suffik didrayim who? It is a suffik midrabanan bayi bracha. We make brachos. Hasuk yechadol azulu day. The only reason why we make brachos is because we don't want people to be mezalzel in it and say, it's not really yamtiv. Rova rova meharis maaser, and Rava says the reason why is because demai is different, because most amiarets do take off maaser, we're just not sure. So therefore, we don't want to go ahead and say, yeah, you could just eat it. So we tell you to do extra chumras, but this is okay. Two dots. Amar Rav Huna. Chatzar shiyesh ba beis pesachim. Let's say you have a chatzar that is two doors. Tzrichas shtei neros. Well, then you need two candles, meaning two candles for Chanukah. Right, so we say Amar Rava. Well, Amar Lemishtei Ruchas. That's only if it's in two different sides of the house. And Ruach Hakadosh is on the same side. Lotzarach, you don't need to my time. If you're worried about Chashada, that people are going to think that you didn't light it all. Chashada Daman. who exactly are we worried about? If we're worried about people on the street, then even if we're on the same side, you should be worried, because maybe it's two different people living in two different sides. Why isn't that guy lighting? If it's the chashad of the people of the town, then even from the two sides of the town, right, you shouldn't have to worry about anything whatsoever, because what difference does it make what they're worried about, right? If they were worried about that, then you shouldn't need anything whatsoever. We are worried about the people of the town. Maybe they'll walk by one, but they won't walk by the other. Just like in this door you didn't light, maybe it didn't light in the other door, right? And therefore, because of that, you should light on both sides. Now, we don't hold to this nowadays, because, especially in America, because we don't have to worry, we don't have the presumptive of the street, we have presumptive of the house itself. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit of an issue, but usually we are meiko. Where do we see that we're choshesh for chashad? There are four reasons why the Torah says to put peah, in the corner of the field, at the end of the field. Number one, because people steal from aniyim if they don't do so. Because you're mevatel the aniyim by making them go all around or searching for it and not knowing exactly what it is. Right, which we'll talk about. And because we have a pasuk in the Torah, so the Gemara goes through. Because the gezelinim, you don't want the balabayis to see like a time that's wide open where everybody's there. If he put it right in the front of his field, he'll see there's nobody there. He'll call in his relative and he'll say, "Hey, you come and grab the payah right now." If it's at the end of his field, he won't be able to see that, so he won't be able to call in his relatives. So that the aniyim won't be sitting there and waiting. Maybe the balabayis is going to bring payah. So we don't want bitul aniyim, right? They don't know exactly when to do it, so we put it in the end of the field so everybody knows exactly when. So the people will come along and say, "Oh, there should be a curse of such a person. He didn't leave payah in his field," because they don't see it by the end of the field. All this is about techala, because we're worried about the liars, the people that say, "Yeah, we did it," and they didn't actually do it. So therefore, you have to put it at the end of the field. Two dots. If you have a ner that has two wicks, Ola Bez Meinav, that accounts for two different people, as long as they're totally separate from one another. Amarava Mila Kara Shemen. If you fill up a whole plate of oil, you keep up seals, and you surround it with different wicks, Kavala Kli, Ola Kam Meinav. If you put a Kli upon each one of them so that you can separate them, then it works for many different people. Look, Kavala Kli. But if you don't do so, Asal Kimi Medur, then you made it almost like a torch because they're all connected to one another. Nafila Akar Nami in Ola. It doesn't even work for one person because you can't have a torch. Amarava. So let's say you have ner beso, the ner of your house, and ner chanukah itself. Ner beso adiv. It's always better to have ner beso, mishum shalom beso, because of shalom bais. So ner beso is always better in the house. So if you have a choice between those two and you're not sure which one to have, ner beso is better because of shalom bais. Ner beso kiddush ayom. If you have a choice between ner beso and then kiddush, ner beso adiv mishum shalom bais. Again, that's going to be better because of shalom bais. Boy, rava ner chanukah kiddush ayom mahu. What if you have ner chanukah and kiddush? You got to make a choice between them. Which one should you have? Kiddush ayom adiv detadir. Should do kiddush because it's more common. Otama ner chanukah adiv. Or maybe Ner Chanukah is better because of Pursim Nisa. But Rivoy Harapashta, Ner Chanukah Adam Mishum Pursim Nisa. After he asked the Kashi, he answered it. Ner Chanukah is better because of Pursim Nisa. Two dots. Amar Rav Huna, Haragam Ner. Somebody who normally does the Ner. And Rashi says Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Havilei Banu Tumi Nechami, all of children that are Tumi Nechami. Hazar Mezuzah, if he's very careful about Mezuzah, Zochel Adira Noah. He'll be Zochel to have a Dira Noah, a very beautiful Dira. Hazar Vetzitz, if he's very careful about Titz, Zochel to Talos Noah. He'll be Zochel to a Talos, a beautiful Talos. Hazar Kiddush Yom, if he's very careful about Kiddush. He'll be Zocha to fill up bags of wine or big things of wine to be able to have everything that he needs, so he'll be wealthy. Rav Huna have a rug to have a chalav v'tani apischa of the Rebbe Avin Nagra. So Rav Huna used to walk by the doorway of Rebbe Avin Nagra, of the carpenter named Rav Avin. Chazad have a rug of b'shragi tuvi. He saw that he used to have a lot of candles for Shabbos and for Chanukah, etc. So Amar Trei Gavri Rav Nafkamina. Two great men will come from this house. Nafkamina Rav Yidi Bar Avin, Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Yidi Bar Avin, Rav Chiya Bar Avin came from the house. Rav Chista have a rug to have a chalav v'tani apischa of Venesia. He would walk by the door of the Beinasa to Rav Shizvi, of the father-in-law of Rav Shizvi. Chazad have a rug of b'shragi tuvi. He saw that he had a lot of candles. Amar Gavri Rav Nafkamina. There will be a great man that comes out. Enough from Rav Shizvi, and Rav Shizvi came from there. Divisa Rav Yosef Amal Acharis from Adlekesla. The wife of Rav Yosef would delay, and she'd light a little bit later. Amal Rav Yosef Tanya Lo Yomish Omananon Yomam Vamareish Laila. You shouldn't remove the cloud during the day and the cloud of the pillar of fire at night. Lamish Omananon Mashal Amareish Vamareish Mashal Omananon. The cloud would be Mashal for the Amareish, meaning what they would have in the midbar. Amareish would be Mashal Omananon. Sabad Lakdum. She thought to herself, maybe I should make it earlier. Amalah Usaba. This old man said, Tanina Bavachal Yatam. Mishalecha. You shouldn't do it too early. You shouldn't do too late. Right? You should just be at the right time, a little bit early. We do 20 minutes before. Amar Rava. If a person loves the rabbis, he'll have children who are rabbis. Demokir Rabbanon, if somebody gives honor for the rabbis, right, in other words, pays for them. Havla Chasan Musa, Rabbanon, he's going to have son-in-laws that are Rabbanon. Didachon Rabbanon, if he's afraid of the rabbis, meaning he has Yira, who Gufi Avatom Rabbanon, he himself will become a Talmud Chacham, the Labar Hachiyu. If he's not able to do so, Mishtamah Mili Ketom Rabbanon, his words will be heard like anybody who is a Talmud Chacham. V'lobe Shem Esrefa, you can't use Shem Esrefa. So we're going back to the Mishnah. Tudat says, my Shem Esrefa, what are Shem Esrefa? Merava Shem Shol Truma Shenim Es, it's referring to oil of Truma that became Talmud. I call it Shem Esrefa. Why call it burnt Shemen? Hovel Esrefa Ome, because the only thing you do with it is burn it. Why can't you use that on Shabbos until Shemitzvah? All of Levarai, so because there's a mitzvah to burn it, we're afraid that you're going to be yate in order to make it burn a little bit quicker, because you know you're supposed to get rid of it as soon as possible. Why can't you use it on Yomtiv? Because you might come to use it on Shabbos and you might be Shemiyata on Shabbos, therefore we're going to do that. So obviously it's a gzera l'gzera. Rashi talks about, Tosis talks about this, but it means it's all one big gzera. So now we say, Rechista Amar, L'shemiyata l'chashim, we're not worried about shemiyata. L'chach b'yamtiv shechol yosav r'shabbos eskin, we're talking about yamtiv that falls out in Erev Shabbos, l'fish ain't sorfin kachim b'yamtiv, we don't want to burn kachim b'yamtiv. L'ketan yisefe ein madlikim b'shem esrefe b'yamtiv, l'chal d'reish la b'yamtiv eskinan. Wait a second. If the Sefer says we don't light on, with shem esrefe on yamtiv, it sounds like the first part is, has nothing to do with yamtiv. So we're not talking about yamtiv that falls out in Erev Shabbos. So Rechinim b'sunim atam kalmer, it's saying, no, this is the reason. Why don't we light with Shem Esrefa on Yomtiv? We don't want to burn Kudshim on Yomtiv. And that's why we don't do it on Shabbos either. It's not because of a specific Zerah. We have a Brisa like Rechizu. Those things that we say that we don't light with on Shabbos, you could light with on Yomtiv, except for the Shem Esrefa, which is the Truma stuff, which because we don't burn Kudshim itself on Yomtiv itself. All right, we'll stop with that. We're up to the two dots on Chaf Dalet Aleph.